There are several FFMP table menu options that can enhance your D2D display, as well as your FFMP basin table display. First, the zoom menu controls how FFMP zooms into smaller basins when an aggregation layer is clicked in the table. In either the all and only small basins or county layer, we recommend these options be turned off. They do not have an effect on the display when using all and only small basins, but if you use county layer and the maintain layer option is off, the D2D will show the individual basins instead of just the whole county. Setting only basins in parent to off allows any neighboring basins outside of the county to be displayed in D2D, so you can see flash flood threats crossing the county line. Next, the config menu helps with general display of the data. The link to frame ensures the D2D and table are kept in sync when stepping through multiple frames. Next is the worst case for aggregate option. This option only comes into play when you have chosen a layer larger than all and only small basins. When turned on, this option sets the values in the FFMP table to show the worst case value for any basin within the larger aggregate layer. However, be aware that the worst case values may not always be within the same basin, which can make interpretation a little tricky. Finally, there is the auto refresh option. This automatically updates the D2D display with any configuration changes made to the FFMP table. We recommend this be turned on. However, if you notice performance problems with FFMP, you may consider turning it off. But when it is off, you need to remember to click on the Refresh D2D button to manually update the display after making changes.